So we'll request Mr. T.Z. Molwanto and Ms. Connie Mogale from the Land Access Movement of South Africa. Baroko Mogale, Communal Property Association, to come and give us a presentation. I was after lunch, but if we just stay cool and behave like we did in the morning, the food will not give us a problem. We'll be alive. Most people say this is the worst session to be presenting, but I would like to appeal that let's make it the best session. Thank you. You're welcome. Can you proceed?
Yes.
And you see who you are. You know we have a miss, we have a mister, but just tell us who you are.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Chairperson. My name is Constance Mogale, and I'm working for the Land Access Movement of South Africa, LAMOSA in short. LAMOSA is a federation of community-based organizations that were forcefully removed under apartheid laws, and these communities have come together to claim land through restitution and are also living under communal tenure rights, fighting for their tenure rights in communal areas. LAMOSA is working in four provinces that the former Transvaal and was formed in 1991. As LAMOSA, we want to welcome the repeal bill of the Black Administration Act, as we believe it was not intending to strengthen our traditional governance, but to ensure oppression of blacks by other blacks. And that is why our leaders were even taken to schools where they were taught how to enforce this Black Authorities Act and how to enforce this brutality over people. Those who taught the land remained empowered through these institutions of learning, and those who challenged were victimized. There were examples of those chiefs who were imprisoned, who were, their cattle were impounded. We know the histories of the forced removal. Those leaders who fought against the systems, they were victimized. And that's why we believe that those traditional authorities who survived the system were simply puppets of the system. Example, the battalion claims were implemented alongside with the Bantu authorities. That is why it was not implemented all over. It is because it was implemented with those who agreed and abided by the system. Without generalizing as LAMOSA, we believe that our presentation to this portfolio committee should be case-specific, and that is why we narrowed down to the experiences of the Baroko Logadi community around Madikwe, a case which is by far similar and can be compared to other cases around South Africa, where people were forced into certain boundaries and where people... Now, there's a confusion in terms of the Restitution Act, which allows people to claim land where they were forcefully removed, and as opposed to the existing boundaries of the traditional leaders, where people are finding themselves under an authority. We know that in Setswana, there are people who are still discriminated in the Khotla. They are called Bontoneng, Bazwakwa, all those names. And those people don't want to find themselves in that situation. We shouldn't hold people hostage under the authority that they don't recognize. And without wasting any time, I would like to hand over to Mr. Molwanto, who will be relating a case-specific story so that we don't end up generalizing things.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I'm T.Z. Molwanto, not Molwanto, the one who fights. Honorable Chairperson, honorable members of the portfolio committee on rural development and land reform, we appreciate and welcome the proposed repeal bill. on an envisaged development of development plan of the restored land. Maybe to explain why this scenario is, let me introduce myself by saying that I was born in 1994 at the Zerast. We are a restitution case, and that is why I am the representing the CTA here. I grew up as a Guinean in Setswana, Kinyetri, Masabinokoro, my grandmother. My grandmother, Baisa Mati, who was born in the 1880s and died in 1967, was the first child of Kosi Tari, who also died in the early 1913, Kosi Tari of Barokolohadi, Bamute. She has been in the Kosi Khadi today. She has been in the Kosi Khadi then. She had the most democratic constitution at that time. I do not want to be a Kosi, but I will tell you this to show that I am rooted in this community and its traditional leadership. I understand it better. When I was 6 years old, our community was moved by force from Mulorani, which is our ancestral land, within part of which is inside the Madiba Game Reserve. I remember some of the events there when we were removed, and my family still talks about those events. The first removal process was a vicious action that was ever experienced then. By our community. I saw cattle being pounded at bed, having grown at my grandfather's crawl. He was, I don't say he was very rich, but he was one of the people in Rokolohadi who had many cattle. I saw them being impounded, and to get them back, you had to leave one cattle behind. There was something as the repossession, actually increasing the village, friends were driving across the villages, leaving one part of the village on the other side and the other village on the other side, and the water source was only on one side. And to access those water sources, those who created those sources actually made the gates outside the village. So if you were to jump opposite to the source, Sibuya, you were to move something like 3 kilometers to the gate, and then back 3 kilometers to get to the source, and the same to go to get back home. And anybody who went through the fence was arrested, and it was a five-strand fence, and I think people paid about a tiki per strand. My mother was one of those who were arrested. She had to spend a night at a neutral day police station then. So when I talk about these experiences, I saw them though I was still young. And eventually trucks, with the government trucks, came to take people and drop them around Maruko, and without any shelter whatsoever. Things were just dumped there and left, and some of the goods were removed once people were not at home, and they were dumped on that area. And as a result, and those people were so ruthless, that most of the furniture of the monuments were actually destroyed. Now, Mr. Madam Chairperson, let me now come back to the Barokolohadi Barangarai. At the time of these first monuments of the community in 1950, the community was two to four groups and 7 to 4 villages. Different villages with a rural connection with Morocco are incorporated into the two tribal authorities under the Bantu authorities at 1951. That is one where the Rokolokadi settled. People in that area who did not belong to our community were incorporated under our traditional leadership. Some of those communities were property owners. I think two villages were property owners, and the others stayed on the state land. This, according to government records, was done for administrative feasibility purposes. The Kolokani of Mayarani fought around the institution of the ancestral land around the Mayarani Reserve. They started in 1996, and the land claim was resolved in 2007, when the land was restored to us. And a CTA was formed. We have now got the title deeds back almost all. Now the incorporated communities try to use the laws. That is, the incorporated communities were reluctant actually to be incorporated. They have all tried to resist this incorporation, but without success. As you know how our laws operated, you will stand, you will not stand against what has already been decided for you. And they tried to use the laws to address this issue, to be released from this traditional authority, because it was problematic. Up to date, they are still struggling to be released and to act today on their own. I have letters here that indicate that action that they have taken. And in one of the letters from Northwest Leadership Governance Act, they have written one of the letters to the province complaining about this situation and showing their concern about being under a foreign traditional leader, and that they intend to be on their own or to revert back to their original tribe. One of the responses from the province was, I quote, "The traditional authority cannot be dismantled lest the floodgates of problems are opened. And this will create new administrative problems." Close quotes. This quotation indicates clearly that the incorporation of these communities under this traditional leadership was actually a problem. Now, instead of the province or those in power to address this problem or to listen and find ways how to address this, the Rwanda chose to close the floodgates. And until then, I don't know. Because if you bring up the problem, you are waiting for an explosion next. And this is the response we got. Our community expects better from the laws and our constitution. The right of belonging. And the right of democracy to choose your leadership. The wrong done under the Bantu authorities act must be undone. Away with the Bantu authorities act, away, we say. We could get our land back, but we cannot get our one of our community back. Let me explain it by giving these two scenarios. One, the Bantu tribal authority. I am part of that. I'm not even a tribal authority, but I belong to that village. I belong to that tribe. Allow me to use the word tribe. Under the Black Authorities Act, four communities. constitutional authority. They themselves did not relate to the Warokulohadi. Two of these communities, Ramakladi and Zelkaskop, were land owners who bought their own private farms and had their own community authority, which was incorporated under Warokulohadi Tribal Authority. Two other communities lived in state land in the proximity of the Warokulohadi in Yagalita, which are aligned to the province of Westland Northwest, and the Bapalani Basisobe, who are aligned to the Bapalani Baramogoka in Northwest. The second scenario, Barokolo Haribaba K, I indicated earlier to say, when we refer to the North, we speak into four groupings. This was just under the pressure of forced removals. We couldn't agree to be dumped on the envisaged land where we had been forcibly taken, as this group chose to settle on a private farm. And then later on, during the, which was called the Makoma Space Corp, later during the Kutazona era in 1985, they were allocated the land just outside Space Corp where they have been residing, and because it was a condition that all communities or all tribes should belong under a certain quality, they agreed to be served by the Batoka Tribal Authority. And there is a document of agreement how this shall be done. Now, during this restitution, because they are part of Barokolohadi and the beneficiaries, they wanted to revert back to the Barokolohadi so that when we talk about beneficiation from restitution, we talk about development, at least they should now be at home. And their struggle has always been up to date. Like the other four communities I cited earlier. The changing of boundaries and clustering of these communities under the above-mentioned tribal authorities brought about tensions, which I indicated earlier that because of incorporating these communities, it means they had now to change boundaries and formulate new boundaries according to those traditions. One of the reasons why these communities, including our community that is now under another traditional authority, is that they do not share traditional values with these tribal authorities, and are forced to observe and practice the traditions and value systems of this tribe. They feel they have been made second-class subjects under this authority. Obviously, it is a common practice. The main village will always dictate to smaller villages. Barokolohadi, and Bapalani Basisobe are Bakuna, Bankaipa, the Bafurisi, Ramakanye, they do not align themselves to any traditional authority because it is just a group of people who came together to buy that piece of land. The same with Ramakuna or Selkatskop. Now, in Kuta, we always respect the various traditions of the main village. If you talk only Mukuna, it's a whole Kase Mokolohadi Rari. Ugaskaku was to have a Furuti ring. Even if Furuti will tell you, if you have gone to settle there, if you are in Kuna, look at the other communities are worse. Because you can't even say anything. The first thing is, you will say whatever you say, especially in Bakuna, everybody will say, we appreciate what to your place and say those things there, not here. So this goes to indicate that the new marriage will always increase the very same traditions, all those incorporated communities, because they are not of the same origin, they are not, they don't have the same totem and so on. Given that everyone problem is that whilst they were made to pay allegiance to a traditional authority, there was no savings rendered to them. They had nothing to show. Ever since they were incorporated, they had nothing to show. But to the main village, at the main village, they have built the schools, high schools, the middle schools, and wherever something, a project has to be made at the main village, they need to pay some money, but in their communities, that's nothing we can show. And also a question of financial reports are not actually given to them how their monies or their levies have been used. If they have to get such a financial report, it's in general to say that about indicating the whole community. Now, in this letter, I think I have already indicated that. But in this letter to the Chief Director of Legal Services, the then director, Chief Director of Traditional Leadership and Institutions, concluded, the letter is with you, the claim of the Mkalipa is one of the communities that have been incorporated. The claim of the Mkalipa community to succeed cannot be entertained. The traditional authority cannot be dismantled unless the floodgates of problems are opened. Faced with this attitude that denies them their constitutional rights of belonging, of choice, these communities are now revolting, and the following are few examples indicating this attitude of revolt. The Mkalipa community has now resorted to legal action and has established their own administration system with their own rubber stamp. Those who still abide by the Barokologani Tribal Authority go there without the mandate of the majority. Since we have and the Obakei community are also not cooperating and have since established their own office, own stamps and letterheads. There is also a rumor that the Ramakai, which is the Okaskop and Ramakholama, the communities also want to literally withdraw. Submissions have been related to the Mkalipa Commission without any feedback. Retaliation by the traditional council influences those who have to offer services not to do so and to these communities unless it is consulted first. E.g., at Overkill, Jose Rose, Kenneth Sipoti, discussed with MTN. MTN approached them to build a tower there on their area, which could have benefited them 800 rand per month, but because Kosi, when these people went to Kosi for his situation, he refused and said that this tower should be built at his main village. And even though these people tried to show that the reception here would be as good as at Overkill, but he insisted, and as a result, the project was abandoned. The municipality ward councillors are also in cahoots with this treatment of these villages or these communities. Instead of focusing on development and service delivery, they are now engaging in the politics of who belongs to who cannot do what, and so on. And therefore, the community stands to suffer. To cite just the gather your friends from the that department for is it for youth corps, for youth corps, that youth, unemployed youth, had to fill and submit. But because those that were not distributed by the ward councillor were refused when we returned them to him. He said they have already chosen those who were supposed to fill the forms. Not everybody was supposed to fill in the forms. This is how they have now also engaged, because they found that these forms we got them from Madiba Game Reserve, and then we had to distribute, and when we brought them back, and they refused them. We have taken the matter up with the provincial government to say, here are the list of youth friends that have applied, but they are being rejected by the World Council. We don't have, we know whether we have the authority to do that. In conclusion, we propose that the DAA retain bill should include classes that will address the above scenarios. Otherwise, it will just be retained by men only. In mind, we are looking at the TFMDA and TCB. They should be removed also, because the tentacles of this act have already reached in, actually in those acts. In that, this act were enacted whilst the DAA was in place. Therefore, the boundaries that were created by DAA are still the same boundaries that the traditional councils are operating. And that in the incorporated communities and all those, they are still intact. It's only known that things have changed, but on the ground, people still feel there is no change that they can talk of. Since that letter has succumbed to the pressures from the communities and has been scrapped eventually or declared as unconstitutional. Thanks to those communities who never inherited ever since the year 2003 that led to this act, we hope this repeal bill will bring relief to the communities who are still suffering injustices 60 years after the dawn of our democracy, in our country.
Thank you very much. I would like to make a proposal to the honorable members. Can we take the three presentations and then make the questions that you want to ask, so that at the end of the third presentation, then you are able to ask the questions and then indicate to whom you are asking the question to? Is it acceptable? Thank you very much. Can I now call the second presenter, Izilana Farmer, Small Farmers Association. Mr. Mariam Mateza Elliot, Mr. Mulaman Izilane. You're welcome. You can proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson, and also the members of the Portfolio Committee on Rural Development and Land Reform. Myself is Mbulami from Ilizulama Farmers Union, who is originally in the former border region in the Eastern Cape. As Ilizulama Farmers Union, we have more than 3,000 members in 44 villages in the Buffalo City, Musa Amasati and Ngongowe municipalities. As Ilizwe Lamafama, we work with a variety of communities who share their experiences with us about their dreams and visions for development. They also tell us about their sufferings from the role of chiefs. We therefore appreciated this move of repealing the Black Authorities Act. We also welcome it. We also inform this committee there are many problems that continue even though the BAA is being removed. In particular, as a first recommendation of the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Act, the Communal Land Rights Act, we have seen the rural communities in Chabo, Belen, Ngahoni, Ngongoni, Amandine, the Amashaga villages being divided. Chiefs in those areas claim that these laws gave them strong powers. They also say that they are now the new government in the rural areas. As Ilizwe Lamafama, we are not happy with this situation. This continuation of the divide and rule system of colonialism and apartheid as it was in the classical and in the contemporary is not acceptable and cannot be condemned. The society has engaged in a bitter struggle to redress the situation. Therefore, participatory democracy needs to be implemented. Traditional council elections. The last traditional council election was fraudulent in the sense that communities were not consulted and we tried to capture the NEC concern about our dissatisfaction, but were disappointed to hear from him that he will be judged as a stupid NEC by the president if he can put the elections on hold. Before the March 6 elections, we had a series of meetings with NEC governor in trying to pursue him to put on hold because there were a lot of gray areas and poor participation by communities in the build up to the elections. But all those attempts were in vain, as his response was a very bad one. The Amandine, the tribe in Benin, was of the view that before the implementation of the Framework Act, they are going to apply to the Premier as the Act stipulates. They did not look in that notorious Section 28 of the Framework Act, which takes us back to the apartheid era. They are thinking that they will reject anybody who applies on their behalf. For instance, the Amandine Tribal Authority, 40% was elected from the 60% that was appointed by Chief Makinan. The so-called traditional council took stronger stance because they said there is no authentic structure other than them as tribal council. To show that Amandine tribe don't want this to happen during nominations, only 88 people and some of that 88 didn't belong to Ndlambe. They were from as Ndavana, formerly known as Kambashe and Msinzen. Chief Makanana and his cronies hired a taxi to connect people from Ndavana and Msinzeni village, once these areas were not falling under his jurisdiction, to cast the vote. Therefore, traditional council in our villages in the mentioned areas are seen as illegitimate. People still see them as an own tribal authority, where they are here to be beaten up by solar ships. How is this repeal of the BAA going to give us structures that are genuine and democratic? That is the question. Not these tribal authorities dressed up as traditional council. We want Parliament to answer this question. Service delivery, land allocation and meetings. In terms of service delivery, we are encountering a lot of problems. Development is driven by traditional leaders. For example, the cash budget is utilized by the department to buy tractors for the chiefs, whilst there are no farmers. We also do not know about the money generated by the tractors. And if we request financial reports from them, they fight with us as small farmers. If we want to open a bank account, the bank requires tribal authority stamp, not the community stamp. At Chapo Village, there are five deposits, and that are controlled and managed by the tribal authority, where they sell sand, and the money generated from it is not known by the community. If a person wants land, you have to go to the chief and request a chief. If you wish to give you land, If he does not wish so, he must give you land. This means that the royal people are subjects, not free citizens. This is the exact same thing that the BRA did by giving power to these unelected individuals. So we ask Parliament not just to repeal the BAA on paper, but also to ensure that the royal people became citizens. For this to happen, Parliament must look at the other laws that continue with what BAA intended. The human rights for men, women, and children were and are deprived and violated by the chieftaincy. In the unmaintained villages in Trinity Lambstown, if you are summoned by the chief and you fail to appear before him, then the chief can take away your residual rights and force you to work in his ministries for a certain period. Also, women have no right to present their issues in the gatherings of the traditional council. They have to be represented by male relatives. The traditional council took away the sang of terms for them from Yomidana village. The committee then took the matter to the court, where the court instructed the council to return the sum to the Sangha. During the era of Sade and Gozo, the communities waged a battle against the notorious settlement system and won that battle. We then developed our community structures, which dealt with our issues properly, openly, and listened to the people. Chief Matimana had stopped beating our chief, but he was so strong and bold to come back. We expected the new democracy to support people's structures, but the new laws take us back to the era of Sad. They bring back what we fought against. Why? In our ANC branches, we never had a chance to discuss this and say, yes, you must come back, but he is supported by the law, not the people. This stops even meetings of the ANC that we voted for. In Chabo, meetings of other structures are not allowed unless we request permission from the chief. We are avoiding a meeting to educate the community about the traditional cross bill, but we could not proceed because the representatives of the chief told us that since the meeting mentioned the word traditional, it must then be held by the chief. What about our rights to meet freely as we chose? This is just not democracy. The new laws. The chiefs are implementing the traditional leadership and governance framework act. Section 28 of this act is problematic to us. It states, if one has under the traditional authority before 2003, you are liable to the traditional community today. To demonstrate that there is legal loopholes with respect to the leadership legislation, CLARA is now currently declared null and void. Community participation is key in all lawmaking processes if the government wants to enjoy the support of the people in a democratic dispensation. But our community does not know where this framework act and CLARA comes from. As we are happy about the repeal of the BAA, we are also not happy about this CLARA and framework. We are also concerned about the tribal court bill that is currently before the parliament. We are for one government and for all the people of South Africa. As a royal people, why are we not with the government structures of the BAA? We therefore repeal the BAA and its structures. The tribal authority must go. We therefore say all the laws related to traditional authorities must be scrapped. I thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and the committee. Good morning. Kamalam Miriam Funega Mateza. Born in 1932, ningapambi na pa Bishop Tutu. Really? Ngisuka. Elliot. Ngechosha. lika bawo umathanzi kunyandeleke ukuba abanye abamhlophe babhaci waze uhulumente wasetranskei wa-appointa into ekuthiwa yi-TDC yayiqala kuthiwa yi-XDC kuqala ukuba ijonge imfanelo nezinto zikarhulumente ngelo xesha. Kulapho ke i-TDC ibeke umcatha ngokokuba umntu ezawungena funeka qala treyini yokuqala kule mihlaba ngoba le mihlaba ibityebile inezinto zonke aba bantu bebephaya bezilungiselele ubomi babo bonke. Sitreyinile ke xa isasitreyini esinjalo ukuthi ke yawufika phaya uqashwe unike ileni uyithenge le ndawo xa bebona okokokuba ufanelekile. Kungako ke ndithe ngo-1983 yabe ke ngoku ke iyanikezelwa kum ndiyithengile from the TDC oyisebe likarhulumente. Minyaka emithathu ndiphaya ke ngoku seyiyeyam kufumanisekile kokubana ngoku kukho ityalo endinalo ndiyabizwa kolukhulu ndibuzwa kungutshin wakwagcina tribal authority efuna ukuqonda okokuba mfazi njani uthenze ube nomhlaba wakhe wavaphi ebomini umhlaba womfazi kuba uba ubhutyelwe indoda uyakuthathela umnina okanye umkhuluwa umhlaba womfazi uyicinge ngantoni loo nto xa uyobuza lo mibuzo I felt so sorry, Nyanyani. I've never heard kukhumsala womfazi. Hlanga ndenze into erongo. Adathi omnye otshutshisayo alaze nisukela lapho uba xa ufuna umhlaba uzenkosini uthathe inkabe gusha yethi yebhlanti tshisi nedube uze nengubo ingubo ezakwambathisa kunekhabhinethi yakhe noba nguye noba ngumsangwa noba ngiyayiqondayo ungenzanga loo nto akho nto yakho apha iza kukhethwa. Ndithisisile ke yinqela iyakwagcina ndenzela amalelenye yinqela yakhona yade yandithumela neejongwane uba mazondihlasela phaya ke kwenza ndawo zakwa-TDC ibe yi-complex kube khona indawo yokuthengisa iivenkile KFC butcher whatever kwanothiswa kwenza yonke into ndabaleka nobomi bam ndingumpetha kwe-farming ndide ndagqesha ndayi-hydroponic farmer bendinezinto bendifuna ukuzenzela urhulumente njengokufundisa abantwana izinto endinazo ndingayilala andifuna nalelo thuba ngenxa yomkhosi le tribal authority yayo ndize ndithi ngokuthuba ndinenetati lapha uthe kandifumane ndibabonise uqaba mhlawumbi abanye bebecinga itati izawuba yinzokodo okanye ibe nento yempondo bathi bafumane baliphepha bathi ndahlala konye phephelo sekagadeni sekalinyana yakho ndiyacela ndiyayicela nekomiti ikijonge ikheyisi yam ayakheyisi eyayiseleteze sinazo nezinye ikheyisis ezikhoyo kodwa le yona ndiyibenakuzezeinendaendayeza kwamasipala amasipala aba bantu bakuhleli phaya ngoku kuthole ngabo athi umasipala ayandingeni kule ndawo mana noba barhafa kum I'm not going to be able to do that. Hayi mhlekazi besendawucela nokuba kaloku yinto yami le nto yokusebenza umhlaba. Sendawucela uba mhlawumbi balinginoba ndinyeke umhlaba ngomhlaba. Kuba ndandigqeth ule ndafezi masangweni am. Ndiyacela i-BA mathobisanja mayingabikho joko mayingabikho sihluphekile sihlukumezekile kulo mthetho we-BAA. Bangoko bekwabakho uvelwano thina makhosikazi ndiyathuthumela andivakahlekalosendimdala ndive into engathi ukuthi amakhosikazi akanalungelo lomhlaba endothuka ndihleli pha aqonalanizoyithetha ndizoyixela ndizoyilulela aba awenzinakho kanokuba nangophetho yesithi ayikho uba yaba lisitho hayi sakukunika ke istandini ntontoni ntontoni kodwa ke mandinganibandezeli ndiyacinga okokubana komisebekekileyo izinto iikhesis ezinjengale yam ngoba aziphelanga sikwazi uba nezithi adresi abasiphithe enkosi.
Sivile mam. Sivile. Can we request the last presenter, Ms. Nomonde Mbelekana from Rural People's Movement? Members are noting the questions in the process.
Thank you, Chairperson. Members of the Portfolio Committee, the traditional leaders which are here, and organizations that were here, and everybody that is here, I greet you all. I am Nomonde Mbelekane. I'm the president of the Rural People's Movement, that is RPM. I stay at the Ndlande village, not far from the Great Fish River, under the Mosho municipality in the Eastern Cape. As I come to speak, I'm a bit relieved. I say so because between March and June this year, I had received death threats from those who did not like the work we do as RPM. At the time, we are busy raising the awarenesses to the communities in Mushwa about the traditional council elections. I am now relieved because finally the independent complaint directorate was able to investigate and address the failures of the police in properly investigating the death threats against me. I can come to Parliament safely without any such problems. In the last 2 weeks, we as the Rural People's Movement went village by village to seek the opinions of our members, supporters and the broad community about the repeal of the Black Authorities Act. We went to the villages of Nobumba, Ndlambe, Pikoli, Dwayana, Prodo, and Kababa. People were shocked that this law was still existing. They thought that we live in a new South Africa. When we told them that this act introduced tribal authorities, they remembered all the pains they suffered under tribal authorities. They then asked us whether the repeal of this law will also mean the removal of the chiefs who are coming back to rule them. We said that, yes, the PAA will go, but the chiefs will remain. They are happy about this. They gave us one clear and loud voice. Mayihambe, iBlack Authorities Act kwakunye namantshontsho ayo. After the village meetings, we also spoke to community leaders at the separate meetings. The message to us was the same. Mayimke iBlack Authorities Act. Maziphele tu iTribal Authorities. Singabele boMzantsi Afrika omnye. The PAA has undermined the dignity of black people in South Africa. It caused so much suffering. This law damages the authority of chiefs. It changes them from being representatives of the people to collaborators with apartheid. They serve the apartheid boss and not the people. Our views on the Black Authorities Act. As a Real People's Movement, we saw the Black Authorities Act as the murder of tribal authorities in rural areas. We also see it as something that gives power to chiefs and put us under boundaries. That made things difficult for us. This led to the following. The putting together of people under one chief, even if that was not the case before. Payments of levies and dues to chiefs by those under their rule. The establishment of apartheid homelands. Onomgogwana, abasi ngabafuniyo. Division of disunity amongst people, even those who were related to each other. We do not see the Black Authorities Act as different from the new laws that do the same. These new laws are tripling the negative effect of controlling human life in many different ways. Tribal leaders have been given more powers than they had under the PAA. In particular, we are very angry about the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Act. This new act gives tribal authority and new life. This is not what we fought for. We fought that we were free. When Cyril Ramaphosa came to power in 1991 to dissolve all headmen. We are now very surprised that our struggle has come to nothing thanks to the Framework Act. We did not even get a chance to hear about this Framework Act. Why is it passed? Our views were not asked before. We see it many problems and disadvantages for us. We see it as giving chiefs the same advantages as the PAA. Chiefs believe that the land is theirs to own and control. Anyone who wants a site or a field has to go to the chief for an allocation. We are now faced by traditional councils who also have cases in Paddy. The magistrate court in Paddy no longer takes cases from the rural areas. The magistrate tells people to go back to get their cases discussed by their local chiefs. The legislature went and never said the chief first before they can take a case from people of the rural Paddy. but this is not done for those who stay in Paddy Town or people from Paddy who stay in Grahamstown and King Williamstown. Some of the chiefs in Paddy have said that women are impure, dirty, and involved in witchcraft. In Pudo village, an 8 months pregnant woman was called to the Dabi tribal court. She said she had tried to claim damages from the man who made her pregnant. The tribal court asked her to say who the man was. The court decided that she was just accusing the man and dirtying his name. The court says that the man's father is rich and important. He cannot just have his family name pulled through mud. She was then sentenced to corporal punishment. In front of everyone. This makes many women feel as if they do not have rights. But because of village, no one can apply for a child support grant without the letter from the chief. We see this as wrong. These things make chiefs not to be wanted by people. We do not understand why government has given them these powers. We have all seen cases where chiefs demand money from small farmers who want to use land. Our villages also had to pay for Mualia's trouble to be sent to King Sandile in Maisha. But we do not want this Imali. We do not know what this Imali's trouble was for. The local chiefs also tried to collect 100 rand from each household for King Sandile to challenge the decision of the Ndlapo Commission. Only a few people pay this money. Some of the chiefs demand money for napkins when they will have children. These are the remaining lives of the Black Authority Act that must also go. Parliament, please let us to remove these problems in the Mushwa village. Traditional council elections. The people of Ndlambere village wrote to the Mushwa municipality asking for someone to come and explain what these elections were about. The council brought someone, but this person did not answer our question. This person then promised to send Mr. Mayekiso, who is senior, to come to us. But Mr. Mayekiso never came. We are told that Mr. Mayekiso works in the office of the MEC. We then saw the IEC coming to run elections. In Ndlambere village, we refused to participate. We told that the IEC, that we are waiting for an explanation from Mr. Mayekiso. The IEC then said we must write a letter. We did that. Mr. Poho, the chairperson of the community, signed the letter and gave it to IEC. This was in front of everyone at the Ndlambere community meeting. On 6 March, the elections went ahead in the Ndlambere village. 31 people voted. Our village has 400 households. In the village, Mr. Mayekiso arrived and addressed the community, but there were still many questions that were not answered by him. People asked him about the role of ward councillors against the role of traditional council. He did not know what to say. 172 people voted in Pikoli. Pikoli has 658 registered voters. Mr. Rai Kola, Othi Uyinkosi Yakwa Pikoli, told the ward councillor, Mr. Myozolo, not to come to the villages again without informing him of his visit and the agenda of what he has come to do. In the Ramona village, there was no resident who voted in the traditional council. We have now found out that Chief Matomela sent a delegation to Nobumba last week. This delegation told the people of Nobumba that he will send them an inquiry. The people told the delegation that they will not try to discuss this. After this, the people of Nobumba have said that they do not want the Ingosana and that they do not see themselves as under Chief Matomela. There are a few people in Nobumba who want the Ingosana. There was also a voting in Guyana village. The people of the village are told that they are under Chief Sizwe Msutu of the Kefu Tribal Authority. So the traditional council in Moshua will face the same problem as the old tribal authorities. People do not want them. People will not work with them. We fear that if the chiefs insist with this traditional council, then there will be more problems. We therefore ask Parliament to help keep peace in the Moshua villages. Please come and do what Cyril Ramaphosa did. Remove these unpopular tribal authorities. The unpopular Chief Mxolisi Makina, the royal family in Chapo, some 9 kilometers away from Ndlambe village, appointed one of their sons to be chief of Ndlambe village in 1982. This was after a small group did not like the role of Chief Ngebeza Msutu, who belonged to another tribe. But the coming of the new chief was never accepted by most people. This saw tensions and fight in the community. There were even deaths, violences, and court cases. Chief Makina has created a Mala Heritage Trust, which he runs with a small informal committee. He also opposes community initiatives for development. There is now a new dispute about the revival of careful irrigation scheme, 350 hectares of land, which was led by the community. Now the chiefs want to claim all of this at the exclusion of the committee. They are going back on a case. Oh, Minister Gwendi, unakho ukuchaza because ngela xesha ebengu MEC kwi province yase Eastern Cape uyawazi namahlandi nyuka. Even u MEC Sogoni uneletters azibhalele eStradenshire. The chairperson of the community, Tepoho, is being taken to court by one of the community members for having signed documents to the Premier challenging traditional council election. It is said that Mr. Poho cannot take the chief to court. He cannot act in demeaning manner against the chief. Another problem is that the chief fails to solve community problem. He is just there to cause conflict. The community is also to have its own affairs. But when he appears, there is a problem. The chief does not even stay in the area. He only comes to meet his few supporters and to cause problems. Uhlala elitha uza xa ezoxabanisa. The chief Zola Bensmash of the provincial house of traditional leaders came to address the problems with Chief Makinan when the community was unhappy about members of the tribal authority that Chief Makinan imposed. Chief Ngamashe left saying that it is clear that he cannot solve this deep problem. Wathi ngamevito lufia lenyewe. The people who stay at the Kudu village were labor tenants on farms from long before the Siskai was independent. The commercial farmers were bought out of these farms by the South African Development Trust. These communities were left on these farms to produce and farm for themselves. This was for more than 10 years. They did very well because they were taught farming activities when they were young. They opened banks accounts and even sent their children to universities and colleges. The Suskaya government removed these communities from the farms and allocated them to Prudhoe Farm. This one was not under the jurisdiction of any tribal authority. The Dabi Tribal Authority, under Chief H.Z. Njogweni, hijacked these communities to be under his jurisdiction. The Dabi Tribal Authority is largely for people of Mbengu origin. The people of Prudhoe are not Mbengu origin. Unwillingly, the communities obey the instructions issued by Chief, paying the dues, and demanded by Chief, such as levies, donations, lobola, paying nappies for the Chief's children, household rents, and for the cost of functions held at the Chief's place. As the time went by, the children of these ex-tenants became suspicious of being under the Dabi Tribal Authority, which they knew that they never had any background connection. They did a research plan for the labor tenants' rights and beneficial occupation for the Land Restitution Commission in 1998. At this time, the community were aware of their human rights and their entitlements. The chief's authority was discarded by the community because they knew that geographically they were not under his jurisdiction. The chief, Mr. H.Z. Njogweni, sent a delegation to explain about the traditional council elections to the community of Prudhoe. They could not even answer a single question. The main question that people ask is what the duty of those people to be elected as traditional councillors. The community told them to bring who could answer all their questions. The chief never did, even up to today. Come the election period, the IEC did not educate the people. The people did not know who they were voting for or who elected this candidate. As a result, only 22 people casted their votes out of 522 voters. After the election, the chief came to the community to introduce a traditional councillor for Prudhoe community who was his child outside the marriage. The community rejected the traditional councillor in front of the chief, citing all the evils of traditional leaders he had suffered and endured. They decided to write a petition rejecting the traditional leadership to the Dabi Tribal Authority, the Moshwa Municipality, the House of Traditional Leaders in the Eastern Cape, the MEC for Local Government and Traditional Leadership, and the Premier of the Eastern Cape. More than 430 people in the community have signed the petition. The traditional leader has not come back to the people of Prudhoe. Recommendations. We ask Parliament and Government to tell whether the Framework Act and Traditional Courts Bill are not children of the BAA. What does the Constitution say about these new laws? We ask Government to ensure that the rights of the rural people do not suffer. As women, we do not really like chiefs that much. We voted for democracy of the people, by the people. We did not vote for individuals. We did not vote for apartheid. We ask Minister Noltando Mayende-Sibiya to be clear about her role. We suffer as rural women. We suffer under the chiefs. We ask for her to hear our voices. We see chiefs as filling their own stomachs. We prefer communities. We see abuse only from chiefs. We do not want the government of the chiefs in rural areas. That's why now be the role of the municipality, or what will now be the role of the municipalities and ward councillors? Is government giving with the one hand and taking with the other? Is government removing the Black Authorities Act whilst also keeping its tribal authorities in place? We ask for a chance for our views to be heard. If not, it is going to be difficult for us to vote again in the full future. Sicela isikhalo sethu ukuba simameleke, ingakumbi komama abasepalamente, ingakumbi komama abakhona kule portfolio committee. Singabi sabuyela emva kwaFaro. Inkosi.
I just said thank you very much. I spoke in Tsonga, there we are, members. I would have loved a situation where we were able to all speak in our languages and we are understood. So, Mama, well done. I don't understand cause about I was speaking here and there, but I was able to follow. I'm learning. It's difficult, but I'm learning. We're going to go for the interrogation of the reports. Members, this is an opportunity for us to ask questions. And I would appeal to members not to put the presenters under pressure because we are here to listen to them. Let's ask questions, but let's not put them under pressure. I know that we have our own feelings when it comes to some of these issues, and I would request that we guide the communities and we make them feel free to answer our questions in a manner that will not make them feel that we are not giving them an opportunity of presenting their cases. I would request that we indicate which presentation our questions will be directed to, so that the presenters can come forward so that a little bit. Oh, okay. You can speak from where you are seated. You are able to press the mic and speak from where you are seated. Those that are not next to the mic, can you make it a point that you are seated next to a mic? So that immediately when they ask you questions, I'm going to ask 6 questions, and then you'll be given an opportunity to respond. So you write them down, and then you respond to the question that is directed to you. Yes, Alam. Okay. Members, this is your opportunity. I see Mr. Swate. I see Ms. Tain, Mukosi Mandela, Mr. Ntapani, in that line. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I would also revert to my first question that I did ask to Dr. The first doctor was actually giving presentation. With regard to the boundary, I'm asking a question to all of the presenters before us, those who presented. Actually, because I've heard from Northwest and other presenters were also actually confirming that they are actually not actually satisfied with regard to the borders. So I just want to know exactly, because those borders, according to the information, it was artificially made. So I just want to know, how do they want to change those borders, and how are they going to change it, or what do they think what they actually need the government, or propose to the government, that the government maybe should consider changing them in another way around. I just want to hear their thinking with regard to that. And I also want to ask with regard to the second question, that one of the traditional leaders, and how people are viewing traditional leaders, because I've heard all presenters are actually complaining that actually they're not being handled correctly, or they're not being actually being respected by various traditional leaders. So I just wanted to find out, are they actually satisfied with the traditional leaders, and what about their culture as Black South Africans, if they also have some queries with regard to that. And my last question is with regard to the repeal. I've heard that majority of them, they're supporting the repeal, but they're actually not happy with the new laws, the traditional authorities that have been passed. Maybe if we can hear their views with regard to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, I just want to say thank you very much for your presentations. I was sitting here listening, especially to the two women. I think it's very difficult for you to make a presentation in a house where there's cheese sitting, and to state what you think. And I really, you know, I felt the hardship with you. They always say it doesn't matter, you always stay a woman, so it doesn't matter if I'm not coming from your community or from your area, but I come from the Eastern Cape at least, so I understand where you come from. My question would be, and I'm more interested in the lady there, your problem regarding your land issue, because we are also dealing with land reform issues in this committee, although we're not discussing it as part of this Repeal Act. But I would like to find out if you could get any further information of what happened with your land claim. I know that you stated in your presentation that you couldn't claim it back, but was there any progress on that? So that we can find out, and it's the first time that we've heard about this. I don't know if any other members know about the case where people couldn't claim back land because it wasn't taken by white people. So I would really like us to, as a committee, to understand the act itself, why you could not be helped in this regard, because I didn't, and it's the first time that I hear about it. And I would really like to find out what we can do as a committee to find out if there's other situations like yours that we're not even aware of, maybe. But thank you very much for your presentations.
Thank you, Chairperson, for affording us a moment of questions of clarity. As a traditional leader, it's very challenging and also saddening at the very same time to hear contributions that women are continuously oppressed. I can't but not think of women such as Queen Nonesi, how they came to govern over a nation and be a leading example that women could be head of institutions, especially in the traditional aspect. Queen Mujaji is another great example we've had in this country. Yet continuously, women seem to portray chiefs as oppressors of this post-apartheid era. I then
Chair, wanna gain an understanding. Failure of a chief to perform his duties, does it become failure of the act? Because there's two different issues we need to ask ourselves here. The failure of Makinana that has been alluded to repeatedly by all speakers today, is it the failure of the act or the failure of the chief? And upon a chief being inaugurated and placed in that community, there are laws that bring him to office as much as there are laws that bring him out of office. What has these communities done to ensure that they bring him out of office? Because this institution is not an autocratic system. It's a system that is embedded within the nation that it serves. So as much as the speakers here today are saying that they want traditional leaders done away with, what have on their part have they done to ensure that these traditional leaders are brought to a court? Umama Macheza tells us of a harsh experience she had where Unkosi Ungumtwina find her a case of beer, bottle of brandy, and the rest. Is that custom, is that tradition to levy such fines? And in being levied such fines, what have your actions been? Because there are procedures there that we need to adhere to. There are institutions that exist, like the National House of Traditional Leaders, like the Congress of Traditional Leaders, that hold these chiefs accountable. And I haven't heard today, Chairperson, any of the speakers talking about how they've gone out to ensure that these traditional leaders are brought to book. There's the issue here that pains me as well, that it is stipulated and defined that the community will elect 40% of the people, and 60% will be elected by the chief. If that 40% is not elected by the community, it means the whole process has been flawed. What have the actions been to ensure that that tribal authority has not come to be recognized? Because this is also another sphere of government in the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs that has passed that law. Have you then engaged with the MEC in that department to ensure that they are brought to attention that these things have not come to be noticed by those relevant departments? The presenter on Izulama Farmers Union says that the department buy tractors for chiefs while they are not farmers. Can you give us a case today of a farmer or of a chieftaincy that was given a tractor and they said, this is your chief? Because I think departments come to communities to say that the chief is the head of this particular nation. We will make them the custodian of this tractor, but the tractor should be made available to all people that live within that chieftaincy. So I'd like you to be specific when you talk to tractors that are given to a chief and the department says, this is yours for you to own. I think that's all, Chairperson. If there's something, I will look it up on the follow-up question. Thank you.
My third question goes to... Okay. Never mind. It's the Barama Hoto, the tribal authority, those people who are representing on that. I'm forgetting now the name of their organization. From Northwest. Lamosa, yeah. In your first scenario, you raised a critical question about the Kenya arrangement. So my question is, when the committee bought those farms, were those farms transferred to the communities? And then, secondly, can your organization, Lamosa, clarify if the land is owned by different communities, but administration is done by this Barokolohati tribal authority? So did you get that question? All right. The last one is regarding scenario number two. To me, it appears as if the main concern of the community appears to be not necessarily the levies, but the different treatment, you know, of the so-called main tribe that are benefiting more than the subordinate one. So what I want to find out now is, could you elaborate on this matter, whether it is the issue is payment of the levies or the subordination of one group to another? So that is the question to the presenters of that organization, Lamosa. And then other ones are not questions, just a comment. Stepping to Rural People's Movement, we are not here, as the chairperson has said, to criticize each other or try to defend, but at the same time we need to correct each other so that at least we understand. Maybe there's something you did not understand before. So when the opportunity at least avails itself, we have to correct each other at times, you know. In this presentation, you say the BAA has a number of dignity of black people in South Africa. It caused so much suffering. This law damages authority of chiefs. It changes them from being representatives of the people to collaborators with apartheid. They serve the apartheid boss and not the people. So that is why I'm saying at least we need to correct each other. Nkosi Mandela has enunciated to this and elaborated to it that, no, you know, traditional leaders were the first to lead the people to fight against the colonialists, and they were defeated. And after we were all defeated by the colonialists, they introduced Bantu education. They employed police to enforce apartheid laws. Our black brothers and sisters taught our children Bantu education. Our black police officers arrested our brothers and sisters for apartheid laws. But it is now surprising if all those things now remain with chiefs, because they are also defeated as well. I don't hear people saying that teachers taught our children Bantu education. The police arrested our brothers. This thing remained with us. So what I'm saying is, in our criticism, we need also to look at all angles. And that was just a comment. And it points to Rural People's Movement. And the Islamic farmer. It's just a comment in both these two organizations. To me, it looks as if I didn't hear any of these two saying that these particular laws, except BBAA, they are wrong in this. They just point at the failure of the procedure that is being followed. As Nkosi Mandela has just said, that the failure of the people to follow the procedure doesn't render the act wrong. To me, I think what is needed is just to enforce the people to follow the procedure laid down by the act. Thank you, Jefferson.
Thank you, members.
anyone who's ready, I'm sure you have jotted your questions or the questions that are directed to you. Anyone who's ready, I can see a hand there.
Yeah.
Can you proceed?
We were called fire, but the unfortunate part, classic figure, fire, fire, sarcot, or Papunian, along with the department, Zangabena man. It's a routine londo. It will go to the tractor like Yaka to work than Wobo, when Windows are get us on that. Two, Kulando, 40% or 60%, in like a snail, in the eating. And then the Kundundundo Wabana could pass the solemn territory of Kungu Act number 41 of 2003. In the end, the lawyers of the Zakuti could implement that the framework. Can you say that Magosalu Panzi could be so no kind of bees? Abandon the Mugutu Basifundi, so long as the world was eating or Shabolone, Abazan of Vomongos until today. But in the Bayanza, you born Nula instructors on top of instructors. Then you call Mr. Konula Ingosan. What got to give you Ningosan? What am I going to do? 12 Now, when Uchonga, the same territory, Aunaya, you want the Londolay, then it becomes a problem. Because I'm a question in a land. Ungos, Naman, the Woodwood Tiltil, and none of our industrial garden, that's another problem. It's nine. Woodwood Tiltil is different to people would. Yes. It will be true, never play. Susamil, we answer, and we land the department, because Moon, my men in the chair. Sibene meeting this means, Kunye, no minister, Uskal Kopan. Sizama naye ukumbonisa ne problems sinaka iqali ngoku ne problem yethu nenkosi sihleli meeting yokuqala sasihleli sasibhale letter u premier then yayinosimo unosimo wayidifera iletter yethu ku princess Cao o princess Cao uzamile ukuorganize le meeting kunye namakinana kwavunyelwana ukuthi wayehlala kwamakinana le meeting saya pha ekuyeni kwethu bathi bazaphinda basibize sebazamile ukwenza follow up meeting ukuthi masibize until uFrancis Cawa tshintsha zobana seKapa amke eBishop wayekhona. Senza ukuthi inento ende abakho willing ukusebenzisana nabantu as abantu abathi bazinkosi ke. Then it's a problem leyo. And ke nawe kunazi yasho isitatyo lesizwe, fanele ngafundisa lazo sizalo solisele lo mangi. So that is talent is shamele ne night in above.
I'm going to go to the house. Asithi xa sizawuthetha phambi kwazo soyike. So zininzi indibano esizibamileyo nabo nootata ungangomhlaba kwinto zeLand Summit. So sifilish uba bangabantu bekufanele uba basondela phaa kuthi nothi abantu abaza koyikeka kuthi. Ngabantu abaza kuthetha, abazawuphendula xa kuthetha. Kodwa indlela esiphatheka ngayo kuzo into yoba bandizawuthetha no Chief Mandela. UChief Mandela akakwazi ukuphendula phakathi kwesi sigqeba sabantu kuba ungumntu omkhulu. Ndibaezo ke mna kuba waye ndingazukwazi uthetha noChief Makinana. Sizikomiti sihleli wasibiza tata uMandela wathi izani sakhe silwile besixabene kodwa ngoku nantsi indlu yenkosi yakhiwe bhisho ndizawuthinanani sami sitya ndawube ndabelwe. Sahlala phansi later akenzi le nto iyiyo. Saphakathi uba sizentisa abantwana ababini. Kukho abantwana abancanyiswayo emini, kukho abawuncanyiswa ebusuku. Laa nto besiyixoxela emini uzawuphinda abe nentlanganiso leti. Yinto elidiscasswayo. Andiqhathe kuyona ndithetha endithi apha kule ntlangano kungabuzwa kutata uNkwenti, kungabuzwa kutata uNcamasi ngamahla ndinyuka, kungabuzwa kwiDepartment of Agriculture ngamahla ndinyuka kuvuselelwa ithofu irrigation scheme ngenxa kaNkosi Makenana. Ndifuna ke ndiqonde le nto aba Chief Makenana kuthethwa ngabo apha babini ngoyala botata omnye ozalwe ohlala eChapo lo athetha ngayo lona ukwelaa cala laseChapo lo athetha ngaye ungapha ezantsi nqumba ngoyala bomntu omnye kungaka kungavuana nalo uChief wayenguChief Msuthu kwayothathwa kwacela kutata uSede lo uChief Makenana yaba nguye onipha eyoba ayefike pha akhubantu kodwa ke sendiyahoye ndimsizele endleleni kuba wafike nini wayazo umtata uMakenana uba lo mntana akazinto senimjonge amanye awazanabo phaya basenza asakwazi uba sisondele kuye naye akalelizwi sekuselwa sekuthwani uyahlala athi cwaka akaeithethayo kuzothwa uthi uChief Makenana but yakazi uthi nditshilo anditshongo uyahlala qha uthi xa ujongini ufike emaningi uyinto maka kakhulu kuye kaangamhlala kuyo ke wangamhlala kuyo kodwa kwaphuma imphefumlo yabantu yayithetha wabiselwa eChapo uphinde wabuya bhekhe wazotsho pha akahleli phaya nangoba ndithetha nawo uhlale elita ufika phaya xa ezeleyo nto thina singayaziyo neyoqaqobana labantu abahambisana naye xa ebeka ngeqaqobana ke ngaba bantu babefike bangonga yena bathi bangamatshawe ngaba bantu babengamafama amakhulu ne-4 hectares ityefu irrigation scheme isenza ke nto xa ebeza ubuthetha ngutata ukuba iibosi ezi sizibona njani sizijonga njengabantu abangathi asinaxolo nabo sizazi zizathu nezinto ezenzekayo ezenziwa ziinkosi sizawuphela sijonge nemithetho sifuna ukuba kunika amalungelo iqinizele wonanga umama ithi wonanga umama ungena umhlaba akukwazi ungenayo umyani ufumana umhlaba akukwazi into yoba ufumane ukufumana isayithi yoba ungakha kuba ungumama akunayo unyana ndithetha ndithetha i-traditional court speaker eli traditional council kuqhelesile so 50% 60% sizawuba umsebenzi wazo because xa umya wethu sekhunzulwana ngoku ukhanyisa asikwazi ukumbiza funeka edibane nalo mthi inkosana ukuba iajenda yakhe ayiaprovanga nkosana akakwazi ukuza kwicommunity ezi nto zimbini zidibanisalanto omrhulumente zizawukhreyithi ungafani yinto besithi singabantu balaa ndawo urhulumente makayithathe inkosi azise kwindawo apho zimlawula khona kuba thina ngokwe-experience yethu sisebenza neenkosi phaa kula ndawo amtlanga isenza ngokutsha umanto uthenga uthiwa inkosi umabe njengomntu ocinezelayo njengomntu onithi xa usengatyini esithi gileyoto achonelisa aphosa endaweni yoba kuncede so imeji yenu idalele loo nto tata because iinkosi esihlala kuzo okanye ezisiphetheyo nezisihlalayo kwindawo ezikuzo azinabo ubuntu zisebenzela kokukokwazo azisebenzeli bantu azijonganga kulawo abantu zijonga ukwanelisa ezazesizwe inkosi.
Ntate o ka tswela pele.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The scenario, the question in the first and second scenario said Northwest. The first scenario, the four communities two of those four communities own private land with title deeds and everything, and they have been actually managing their affairs all along. And now they have been incorporated under the traditional authority of Barokologadi, who in turn stay on the state land. Presently, we don't have the traditional authority does not reside on the private land. It is state land, except the land that has been attained through restitution. Now, the second scenario of the four, two are still on the state land. The second scenario, the problem there, you suggested that it seems it's not levies and other things, it's merely that service delivery, I think. This group, in scenario two, are Barokologadi. They are part of the group that was removed from the ancestral land. Now, through the restitution land claim, they have been part of the main group, but they are actually, they have been incorporated into a different traditional authority. They attend to the meetings with the main group. The land has been restored to the main group, of which they are the beneficiaries, but they remain, their area that has been incorporated under a different traditional authority. This actually creates a problem for the CPA in that if we have to effect developments on that area, it is not in our jurisdiction. It falls under a different traditional authority, who is not part of Barokologadi and who is not a beneficiary. It creates a problem for the CPA because we have to seek for permission to whatever we want to do in that community. And that traditional authority has nothing to do with the restored land. And now this group wants to revert back to the main group, but that traditional authority is against that, and some of the efforts was to actually approach the province, which said they cannot be reverted to the main group. It will open floodgates of problems and so on. That is the problem. It's not only one other issue is that traditionally they do not belong to that group, and if they have to express their traditions, and they cannot because the group under which they now find themselves, it's totally a different group. Just to give an example, maybe this would not offend any. The Barokologadi have long ceased to practice, circumcision or initiation schools and so on. But that community from where this village finds itself, they still actually practice that, that in traditional, that. So this is one problem. They cannot really express their tradition under that tribal authority, and I think one of the objectives of our constitution is to realize ourselves. Who are you, and what values, what traditions, and it's only through practice expressing those things that you can actually indicate who you are. But if you have to do this in a foreign area, it's really difficult. Now, the question was, what do we think about how this can be resolved? We recommend that this community that finds itself under this traditional authority be given, actually revert to its main group so that it can express its traditions and all those things under the correct group. In the first scenario, these groups that have bought land, let them be left on their own to administer their own properties. I mean, it doesn't need really cozy to get self service delivery. That municipality is always there for that. So why should they still have to fall under that traditional authority where they have to go and ask for permission from the traditional authority for their developments on their private land? And let them revert it to their own and be free. I mean, yes, thank you.
Okay. You can proceed now. Okay, thank you, Chairperson. I like the way that traditional authorities by that time, they fought against the Black Administration Act, but they were defeated. So I don't know why are we debating this and defending the same system that oppressed us. I think we need to work together as communities, as leaders, to come up. And that's why we are here. We are here to discuss alternatives. We are here to discuss the way forward as to how best can we administer our people. And we are here to reject laws that are still perpetuating, segregating our communities into color or class. And that's why I'm appealing to this committee. We need to discuss alternatives and not defend the Black Authorities Act. The question of boundaries was imposed, and we need to come up with an inquiry research or a process that would be best to determine how can we come up with the boundaries that would be acceptable to communities. We strongly reject an issue of jurisdiction that the chief will be given a certain jurisdiction where he can summon a person who has bought land and is having a private title deed and can summon you to court to as his subject. I think that is unacceptable. The case that Mama was citing here was a case where he has her own title deed, but the chief comes and says, we are going to subdivide your land because you are a woman, how can you own land? It is just a one case scenario. There might be others, but that shows that this act empowers individuals to do those things. So we are not here to fight individual chiefs. We are here to correct the system. We are here to correct the law. And if the law is the one empowering this individuals to continue with their abuse, then it has to be stopped. The issue of overlapping rights in the communal areas is because of this incorporation of communities. When you find when the restitution has to be given post-settlement support, you find people residing in other people's land, and they were not forcibly removed. Those people were just incorporated in that area. Now, when you come to restitution discretionary grants and other post-settlement support grants, it becomes very, very difficult for the commission or the officials to sort out beans from the maize because of the very same system that was imposed on the people. So I think it should be a respect. You earn respect. You don't earn respect by ruling by fear. So if communities can be given an environment where they can air their frustrations and together come with a solution, I think the committee should do just that. Thank you. Thank you. Mama?
Oh.
Ke a leboga mma. Leboga le komiti. Le ba tlogegi bo botla balefa. Nna ke baka go botsa. Go na le batho ba ba rekileng lefatshe. Ba na le title deed.
privately. Go na le morafe o rekile lefatshe. And then go na le kgosi. Jaanong mo bathong ba ba gago ke batlo itse gore o e leng mongwe wa lefatshe ke mang, and lefatshe le laola ke mang. Kobane ke bona o kare ke lona poleke e etsang tlhakatlhakano e ntsi. Lefatshe ke la mang? Lefatshe ke la morafe, kampo ke la kgosi, kampo ke la batho ba rekileng. Ne ke kopa gore anybody a ka nkagaba or monga o ne a bua ka mafatshe. Kobane mo mafatsheng ga o ka latedisa dipuo tse tsotlhe tse ne di buiwa mo mafatshe ona mudi wa ntwa mo bathong. Ke a leboga, ga ke itse ga gona le motho a tlang ka gabane ka ne ke kopa karabo.
Mama ke tlo go araba ka Sepedi. Go bona le batho ba ba ileng ba re fa ditšhišinyo tsa bona le ka mokgwa ba bonang e le gore molao o re nang le ona o šoma ka gona. Re ba kwele potšišo ya gago and ga botsebotse molao o re šomang ka gona o re dumelane gore re arabe go le jale fela ke go tshepiša gore re tla loga mano a gore re go arabe.
I just want to ask a follow-up question to Lamosa. When you answered your question, you said you were incorporated under this other chieftainship. Where incorporated you? That's what I'm trying to understand. Where did this happen and who said you incorporated? And what did you as a community do at that stage? I understand all the processes where you fit into the different departments after that, but at the stage of this incorporated, when did it happen and who incorporated you? I'm not clear on that. Thank you. Ingus.
Thanks, Chairperson. I just want to get back to Ines Lama Farm. I think gentleman hasn't really answered the question I posed on which department gave the tractor. We want to know, as this portfolio committee, which department are we speaking about that gave the tractor to an individual. If you could clarify that. And as to which chieftaincy are you speaking about? The Ndlambes are huge in size, and there are many Ndlambes. We want to know specifically which chief is holding this tractor and is not making it available to the community. I want the Chairperson to march on the 40%. I think I've said my part on that, that it's the IEC that came out to do these elections and they set out clear guidelines that it's the community that should elect the 40%. Therefore, if that 40% hasn't been adhered to by the community, then the community needs to point it out to the electorate committee that this hasn't been done as satisfactory. And South Africa has been known, especially the IEC has been known for having held stable elections through and through. So they should take that up with them to gain clarity on that. but there's this issue of the councillors that have no go areas in some of the chieftaincy areas. You know, we are out having the service delivery public hearings, and we got in some words that they told us, as parliamentarians, you cannot go to this area, these are no go areas. And we still went in and said, it is our duty to go and perform our mandate, and we went out there and did that. So that again needs to be looked at as to how far do you embrace your commitment as an appointed leader to be able to tackle certain issues. So clearly, councillors must be able to engage with their wards, with their municipality as to what are the reasons that make them unable to enter in these local areas. But the Black Authorities Act, I think we still not understanding, it never introduced chiefs. The chiefs were already there. Pre-apartheid era, pre-colonial era. This is an act that recognized and tried to embrace their structures. We should be looking at how to refine the act, how we make it better available, or that it embodies the communities. Because I don't believe from the National House of Traditional Leaders, as well as the Congress of Traditional Leaders, that we are grooming dictators that are coming to oppress our people that have elected us. Thank you.
Okay. Let me pause. I department of agriculture and make Ungosu. Ungosu and Uncle Chief Titi Makinana. Lose Chapo.
The other questions need to be answered. Dr. Go.
Yeah, Leva Hadme. Leva Kala incorporation, who incorporated us, when were we were these people incorporated? I think this process started in 1958 and with some communities until all those other groups were incorporated. Who incorporated us? I think this act, BAA was used for the incorporation of these people. In fact, there is an attachment dated the 10 September 2004 from the Northwest Premier's office. From the director traditional leadership, responding to one of these incorporated communities when they wanted to opt out. It's dated the 10th September 2004. It actually explains all why these communities were incorporated, and one of the reasons, I think the reason there was appears on my submission that these were done for the administrative feasibility purposes.
I'm going to try and summarize the proceedings of today, and then I'll hand over to Inkosi Mandela to pass a vote of thanks on our behalf. We received submissions from the Law, Race and Gender Research Unit from the University of Cape Town. Ngoko, Lamoza, Rural People's Movement, Izilama Farmers Union, and Mr. Mutlang. We had a number of issues and concerns regarding the impact of the Black Authorities Act and what its repeal means to the people on the ground. Generally, almost everyone welcomed the repeal. However, submissions indicate that the repeal is not sufficient on its own because of the legacy of the BAA that runs deep. And this is a major concern of the stakeholders that are here, that are present here today. Institutions of traditional authorities and their boundaries were established in terms of Black Authorities Act. Those have found pronouncement within the Traditional Leadership Governance Framework Act. A crucial question which members of the community should ask themselves is how to deal with issues of the legacy of the BAA. The challenge is that a great majority of concerns rest are found within the ambit of work carried out by the portfolio committee, by other portfolio committees like COPTA and Justice and Constitutional Development. These are parliamentary portfolio committees. And therefore, it should be noted that issues emanating from this public hearing process, particularly testimonies from communities, should be critical points of reference in this process, but also extending to other processes such as dealing with legislation required in terms of Section 25C of the Constitution. Crucial inputs were raised regarding the institution of traditional leadership and boundaries, which are a result of Bantu Authorities Act. Deliberations by the committee during the next two or three meetings, members will seek to find mechanisms to address these issues. These submissions do point to the need for the inter-committee engagements when processing legislation and look at other laws that entrenches the effect of the BAA. Those are the Traditional Leadership Governance and Frameworks Act, Traditional Courts Bill, Communal Land Rights Act. So this is the summary. Our public hearings are continuing tomorrow, and I'll hand over to Nkosi Mandela to pass a vote on the behalf of the committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think it's a simple task I've been afforded to just pass a vote of thanks to all members that came to this public hearing. Indeed, this shows that this parliament is truly a people's parliament. We have representatives here of various political parties. Though we come from different backgrounds, in this portfolio committee, we are only here for one agenda, to ensure that we better the lives of our people. And we are honored to have all the participants who have come and made their submissions and participated in this public hearing today. We hope we will be seeing you tomorrow, and hope we haven't, as a portfolio committee, worn you out. It has not been our intentions, but to gain more depth understanding of the issues. And I would also, Chairperson, want to appeal to the presenters and also people that have made written submissions that we do not need to leave this dialogue and this experience just at this level, but we should go back to our areas and engage extensively with people that are responsible. I think that said, we will be able to hold people accountable for their actions and bring them to book. So thank you very much for having been part of this public hearing. Thank you.
The meeting is adjourned.
Very good, guys.